International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 5. Day 3. Outline. Capital D. Acts 9 shows God's choosing of Saul, later Paul, which is against the human concept, our narrow, erroneous human concept needs to be broken and shattered through the spreading of the church. We must believe that a person can be persecuting the church 1 hour and preaching the gospel the next hour. Capital E. Acts 10 indicates that the Lord's evangelistic move on earth is under His administration on the throne in heaven, and that the gospel needs to be spread to the four corners of the inhabited earth to collect all kinds of unclean, sinful people, cleansing them with the redeeming blood of Christ and washing them with the renewing Holy Spirit. Capital F. Acts 13 reveals that in the church in Antioch, the five prophets and teachers who were ministering to the Lord were composed of Jews and Gentiles, each having a different background, education, and status. This indicates that the church is composed of all races and classes of people regardless of their background, and that the spiritual gifts and functions given to the members of the body of Christ are not based on their natural status. Number 1. Through these five faithful and seeking members of the body of Christ, the Lord took a great step to set apart Barnabas and Saul for His work and move to spread the gospel of His kingdom to the Gentile world. Number 2. It was absolutely a move by the Spirit, in the Spirit, and with the Spirit through the coordination of the faithful and seeking members of the body of Christ on the earth with the head in the heavens. Capital G. On the Apostle Paul's first trip to spread the gospel, he went to Cyprus and then to Asia Minor to establish many local churches. Capital H. After Paul separated from Barnabas, he went out on his second ministry journey to Europe, Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea, Athens, Corinth, and returning through Ephesus back to Antioch. Capital I. Paul's third journey was from Antioch to Galatia, Phrygia, Ephesus, Macedonia, and Greece to Jerusalem. Capital J. Paul's fourth journey was from Caesarea to Rome. This is the end of today's outline.